So people who may be familiar with Darley a good few years ago may remember the Darley Post Office. Just remind us what happened to the original post office and then tell us what is there now.
Well, what happened to the post office, I mean, as people may remember, it was a morning only post office and didn't open at all at the weekend. So we were quite limited really in timings of the post office. And it was set within a small shop in the village, but then, very unfortunately, that closed down about 2.5 years ago now. So at that point, we were, we were left with no services at all in the village. So we eventually came up with a scheme to repurpose or share one of our community facilities between its original purpose, which was a playing field pavilion, and to become the new shop, post office and cafe, to actually not only replace what we'd lost, but, you know, significantly enlarge it, really. And the shop, post office and cafe opened last August, and so it's been trading now for over a year, and the post office is open all the time whenever the shop's open. So we've got a really good set of services there now.
And what does what's the response been like from villagers and visitors as well?
I mean, it's been fantastic. You can't go down there without kind of running into someone that you know. And its location is very special because being on the playing fields and looking right up Nidderdale, it's got this amazing view. So when football teams come to play, for example, on the weekend, they bring their supporters with them and they've got this wonderful decking to sit out on. But for the villagers, it's more the fact that we've got somewhere where you can go every day on an informal basis, pick up daily needs and chat to people who are in the community, people who maybe aren't your neighbours, but you share things in common with because we're all living in the same part, the same village or the same larger area, the parish or just Nidderdale, really, because we get people coming from other villages as well, obviously, as well as tourists.
I think sometimes in this day and age, it's so hard to make shops in particularly small village for them to make money and for them to stay open and to stay a part of community. We've seen so many close. I think you've also got an added element, haven't you, to the business, a Meals on Wheels service, which makes you a little bit different from just a shop, a post office and a cafe.
Yes, that's right. Naughty Hawks County Council very generously gave us a grant when we were setting up the new facilities that we have there. They made it a condition of the grant that we trial a hyper local version of the Meals on Wheels service, responsive to people just in Darley, really, and maybe a bit outside Darley as well, in the first instance, who maybe have difficult mobility problems or other needs, which means that they can't cook for themselves. So we launched the Meals on Wheels service that was the beginning of March this year with a team of volunteer drivers. And so the volunteer drivers pick up the meals on a Monday and a Thursday and deliver them to people who need them, really, in the village. And so it's fresh cooked food with local produce, etc. And that's delivered out to them. And then any leftover meals that remain, they go into the fridge and we sell those as ready meals.
If someone's thinking, I want to go and check this place out, describe to us first where Darley is, just in case people don't know, and then where they can come and find it to just have a look and see what's going on.
Sure. Well, Darley is in Nidderdale. So if you're coming out of Harrogate towards Skipton, it's in amongst the villages that run on the road parallel to the A59. So you'd go through Hampthwaite, then Burswith, then come to Darley, and then on to Dacre, and then up to Pateley Bridge. So it's on that road, the road that the sturdy 24 bus takes, several times a day. And it's signposted, when you're coming through Darley from Harrogate, it's signposted off to the right, kind of roughly halfway through the village.